It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
The previous podcast in this series, Experiencing God, was descriptive. Hopefully, it made us more aware of how we respond to God, because how we respond to Him is the measure of how much we value our relationship with Him. This podcast is intended to be prescriptive, showing us a way forward in improving our response to God and our experience of His gracious presence. Let me begin with an attempt at humor, with an oldie but a goodie, directed more at the husbands. How can you be guaranteed never to forget your wedding anniversary? The answer? Forget it just once. Now, I appreciate laughter is optional, but this joke gives us a glimpse into the tension created by wrong responses, in this case, forgetfulness. But we might respond or ignore or be indifferent or stubborn or even rebellious. Now, before we look at three keys to responding better to God, let's presume you're already engaging in the first three stages of building your relationship stronger. Those three stages are attending, listening, and expecting. If you haven't considered these stages yet or want to refresh your memory, I refer you to the recent podcasts on Living Theology on this program. The titles to look for are A for Attending, Listening Well to God, and Expectations of God. For now, let's consider three more keys for responding better to God. They are reviewing, realizing, and responding. Reviewing with a mindfulness to our past, realizing with an awareness of our future, and responding with a focus on our present. First, reviewing. This key is mindful of your past. Over 40 years ago, I had a clear and deep sense that I was being called to a particular service in another country. God was inviting me into His story, but it didn't fit into what I had planned at that time. I should have responded with, "Yes, Lord." Instead, I said, "No, not now." As for me, the Lord found someone else to go, and I missed out. Sometimes it's not too late to change our decisions. In my case, the opportunity expired long ago. If we're wise, we can learn from our pasts, both the mistakes and the victories. One discipline I practice is to regularly find a quiet place and invite God to examine my life. I use the words of Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Here they are from the New Living Translation. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." In the quietness, listen carefully for what God brings to your attention. Are there points in your past at which you have not been responding to God in some way? Have you been avoiding, ignoring, or rejecting His gracious initiatives in your life? Perhaps you have been indifferent, stubborn, or even rebellious. Make the necessary course corrections. If it's too late, acknowledge your failure and learn to respond better next time. Reviewing. Being mindful of your past and how it has influenced your present. Here's the second one, realizing. This key involves a conscious awareness of your future. Some live by a philosophy of que sera, sera, what will be, will be. It is more accurate to say that what you do in your present has an impact on your future. The Bible says a lot about the future, and almost always it is to inform us as to how we should live in the present. For instance, John writes about the future second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He then states, "Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. This hope of Christ's physical return in the future is directed at the motivation of purity in our present. What difference would it make to you if you were more aware that you will be accountable to God in the future for how you respond to Him in the present? Paul puts it in these terms in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10. He's writing to followers of Jesus, and he says, "We make it our goal to please him," and that's in the present, "whether we are at home in the body or away from him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ," that would be in the future, "that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." As for God's gracious initiatives in our lives now, be conscious of the impact your response or non-response will have upon you in the future. Make it your goal to please him now, so that you will not be disappointed in the future. Third point, responding. This key focuses on your present. In the present, your real response is shown more in what you do than in what you say. Here's a story that Jesus tells to the chief priests and elders in Matthew 21, verses 28 to 31. It is about two sons who say one thing and do another. Jesus says, "What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work today in the vineyard.' 'I will not,' he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said to the same thing. He answered, 'I will, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted?" "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you." Now, what is the point Jesus is making? The religious leaders had it all together with their religious rule-keeping and temple activities, or so they thought. They had their lives all planned out. God was inviting them into his story, and although they were often saying the right things, their real response was in their actions. They were saying yes, but living no. I wonder whether there was something of this thinking when I said no 40 plus years ago. God's invitation didn't fit in my plans. Then there were the little people, this despicable, sinful people, such as tax collectors working for the Roman invaders and prostitutes. Those were people responding to the gracious initiatives of Jesus by their new lives. They were living out their responses of, "Yes, Lord." So in summary, here are those three keys again. Reviewing, being mindful of your past and how it has influenced your present. Two, realizing, maintaining a conscious awareness of your future and how it is being determined by how you respond to God now in your present. And third, responding, attending to your present, not only with your words, but your lives. Live, "Yes, Lord." Three keys to responding better to God.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.